Susan, I saw a great picture that you posted on Twitter of, what was it? That was a cat in a floating cat bed.
Yes, I want to get one of these. Just suction cups hold this up against glass, so like a window.
I can't believe that's enough to hold it up.
It is, and this kitten hasn't moved. It just loves to be in this bed and has the best lookout on the whole lobby of the SPCA. It gets to see everything. It's the most adorable kitten, too. In fact, I just went through the cat colony with Bethany Clock from the SPCA, and you can see that video on our Facebook page this morning because the cats are very anxious to find their forever homes. Now, Gina Browning is with me from the SPCA serving Erie County, and I can't believe what's going on here before 8 o'clock in the morning.
You know what I think really helped are these Lena Solmark hockey pucks. People are riding.
I've been seeing a steady stream of people coming up to the counter.
It is fantastic. For people who come in with a $50 donation, the first 50 people receive a signed Lena Solmark Buffalo Sabres hockey puck. So
okay.
I think that really got us rolling early.
We kind of thought, Brian and I were thinking when we heard about this promotion, that's going to really take off.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You only have 50 of these, right?
We have 50 pucks, right. But the program, Allmark Sparks, is ongoing. He's going to be sharing photos of our animals. In fact, his first Allmark Sparks draft is China Doll, who we talked about last week. That was our news hound last week.
That is, I saw China Doll this morning back in the kennel, and China Doll is a funny name, but
yes.
Best dog, best disposition.
And she spells it C-H-Y-N-A, so she's got a flair. You know, she's unique.
Yeah, she is. All right. Well, there's so much going on here today. First of all, next hour, we're almost at 8 o'clock, there's a special promotion for the first person who makes a $250 donation to the Radiothon.
Yeah, this was kind of a last-minute perk that we received. People who come in with, or they don't even have to come in, they could make a $250 donation online. They can text the word donation to 80077. The first $250 gift that comes in, people will receive tickets to the Bills-Lions game this Sunday.
Well, that's a big incentive, right?
Yeah, okay. And we've got other tickets coming up, too.
All right, and the Petite today, I went through that earlier this morning. That you could do some Christmas shopping while you're here making a donation, and it would really be a worthwhile donation because you benefit from it. The SPCA does.
We sure do, and right now that's today's Get My Perks deal. So people can get a $30 certificate for $15. Buy that now, bring it on in, and use your certificate and do some holiday shopping.
Okay, right next to you on the floor are a couple of beautiful Goldens in their little Christmas scarves and sweaters.
Yes, and lights.
In holiday lights around their neck. They're with the Paws for Love program. Tell us about that.
I when I started at the SPCA, it was back in 1990, and we had some dogs who visited nursing homes and hospitals. Well, now that program, 28 years later, it's become the Paws for Love program. We have got probably about 1,000 people in the program, and they are visiting not only nursing homes and hospitals, but we are now working funeral homes and funeral parlors. We're working at the Buffalo Airport. People who are traveling see our dogs there. We're one of the pioneer cities in the country that started with dogs at the airport. We have animals at the Family Justice Center working with victims of domestic violence. So thousands of people are affected by our Paws for Love therapy dogs, cats, and one cockatoo.
I met Mr. Bird this
morning. Mr. Bird is a therapy cockatoo.
Yeah, all white. Mm-hmm. And I actually held the bird. And I honestly, it was calming to hold the bird.
That's why we tell people, you come on down to the Radiothon, even if you can't make a donation to us, we've got our therapy animals here all day. You need a break from holiday stress, come on in and spend some time with our therapy animals.
It's amazing. And did you say 1,000 people are in the program?
We've got probably about, maybe about 900. I would say it was close.
Still,
because people are on a waiting list to join. So, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Our crew of volunteers, you know, in all, we're talking about 1,900 volunteers at the SPCA serving Erie County. And, boy, they are the most dedicated people I've had the honor of working alongside.
Well, I can say they're pretty valuable. We talked to Kim, who's manning the phones over there, a little while ago about her interest in. And it's amazing how people want to give back to the SPCA.
That's right. That's
and
right.
That's how they can do it. And mm-hmm. there's so many opportunities for them, too.
There are. And they're learning more about the SPCA at the same time. You know, people hear about Paws for Love, a dog at the airport, and they think, well, gee, I never knew that was the SPCA. Or a family member who's visited in a nursing home or rehab or a child in a hospital.
All right. And if people have a program and they think that maybe the Paws for Love program would be good to visit them, can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. They can get in touch with me, or they can go right to our website. It's yoursPCA.org. All the information to either be a volunteer for the program or to be visited by a member of the program is all at yoursPCA.org, Paws for Love.
All right. For people who are thinking about a donation today, how can they make that donation?
There are several ways. People can, of course, come on in and get that hockey puck. They could go to yoursPCA.org and donate online. They can text the word donation to 80077, or they can give our volunteers a call, and that number is 873-SPCA, which is 873-7722.
Gina, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You
Gina
too.
Browning with the SPCA, serving Erie County.